The Rotary Golden Theater was produced by the Rotary International Club in 1955 to celebrate its 50th anniversary. Consisting of 13 15-minute episodes, it was provided to local Rotary clubs for broadcast on local stations. In conjunction, 13 discussion scripts were also offered to be used as follow-up broadcasts or for use as program and educational materials where local broadcasts might not be possible. In late 2005, the Old Time Radio Researchers Group obtained copies of these programs, and as the group is dedicated to preserving old-time radio history, they decided to make them available to a new audience as part of their premier OTR Certified series. Extensive research turned up little information. John Dunning's On the Air, the Encyclopedia of Old-Time Radio, contained no references. Neither did Buxton and Owens' The Big Broadcast. A thorough search of the internet also came up empty-handed. The only remarks found in all of the old-time radio reference publications was in Jay Hickerson's The Ultimate Guide to All Circulating Shows, and was just a two-line reference. Rotary Golden Theater, broadcast from March 1, 1955 through March 18, 1955, 5 times a week, a 15-minute program. Researchers from the OTRR group then contacted Francine Keyes, the reference archivist with the Rotary International Archives. Ms. Keyes was able to verify that they did in fact have a set of the programs there. She was able to locate a publicity piece in which the set was offered to local clubs, on records, for $7.50 per set. She also found copies of the discussion scripts and very graciously offered to make them available as part of the archival set being prepared by the Old Time Radio Researchers Group. Typical of the 13 recordings is Youth, Yesterday and Today. Originally broadcast on March 15, 1955, it deals with a former convict who gathers a gang of underprivileged youth and trains them to steal automobile accessories. Through a Rotarian druggist by whom one of the young men is employed, the Rotary Club becomes aware of the situation, finds a way to appeal to the boy's better nature, and through a series of highly dramatic sequences, the Rotary Club helps the police catch the former convict. The program ends with many of the boys being rehabilitated and finding lives of useful purpose.
Is there anything wrong with what we're doing?
No. I might make fun of it, sure, but I'd only be fooling myself. You win, Mr. Greb. Let's go down to the police station. I'll tell the police the whole story. Well, we went to the police station, and it was easy to clear Billy. The police were all ready to send me back to the penitentiary, but Billy and Pete and the rest of the boys asked him to give me another chance. Mr. Greb helped. So now the smart boy, Harry Danvers, has a job at a machine shop. I'm not going to let those boys down if I can help it. And you want to know something else? I'm never going to make the membership rolls of the Rotary Club. But I'm tossing a few dollars from my pay envelope into the Rotary Club's Junior Athletic League Fund every week. You see, I happen to know what youth can be up against. I know how it was yesterday, and how much better youth has it today, thanks to Rotary and other service clubs. And I want to do my part for tomorrow.
While the program may seem to be dated and a bit hokey according to today's standards, the moral implications still come across loud and clear. And as always, fans of old-time radio will appreciate the ability to listen again to this link with our past. A time when life was a bit easier and our problems less complex. The Old Time Radio Researchers Group is proud to release this certified set of Rotary Golden Theater. If you'd like more information about the Old Time Radio Researchers Group, please visit our home on the web at www.otterprojectonline.info. Or you can write to Old Time Radio Researchers Group, 123 Davidson Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31419. We would like to thank Ms. Francine Keyes, archivist for Rotary International, and Ms. Susan Patino, staff attorney for Rotary International, for their invaluable assistance with the preparation of this set. If you'd like further information on Rotary International and its various programs throughout the world, or to find the address of a Rotary Club near you, please visit their home on the web at www.rotary.org. This has been your announcer, Doug Hopkinson.